You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. The West End Jazz Band recorded in Huntington, West Virginia, May 14th, 2010. Last year, in fact. Will You, Won't You Be My Baby? Oh, boy. Is that good? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. By the way, if you haven't got your tickets for Huntington yet, we're not going to be able to make it this year, but there's no reason why you shouldn't go down there and hear this amazing band. They're going to be playing more there than anywhere. So you'll hear at least 2 good hours of their stuff over the course of the weekend. And they also sit in with jam sessions with other musicians too down there. So the Coon Sanders Festival in Huntington, West Virginia. You can check that out on the internet. I'm not gonna say any more than that because they're just marvelous. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm very happy to be here tonight and just enjoying this April Kisses. Yes, it's April, and celebrating 14 years of happiness with someone that can, put up with me. And that's all I have to say on that. Most people can't. I'm an acquired taste, and a lot of people don't even want to acquire that taste. So there. Here's W.C. Handy's Orchestra, Handy's Orchestra of Memphis in 1917. Ragtime? Jazz? What is it? Fuzzy Wuzzy Rag. ¶¶ Mound City Blue Blowers again. San, 1924. Nice copy of that. And I'm glad to have it. I like that. There's Frank Trumbauer was in there augmenting the group as one would hope he did. Yes. But Red McKenzie. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Before that, Arthur Lang and his orchestra in 1923. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, golly, I'm in love. And if I remember the label correctly, and I have to be accurate here, I think that was written by Olson and Johnson, who later were the Hells of Poppin' Boys, although it may have been a different Olson and Johnson. I have to get my confidence back here. Before that, Handy's Orchestra of Memphis, Fuzzy Wuzzy Rag, 1917. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I may be wrong, but I think I'm wonderful. And somebody else is wonderful, too. And we're going to proceed with Mike Markle's Society Orchestra on OK, Scrappy Lambert. I have to spread the Scrappy Lambert vocals throughout the show. 1928, also from De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, Once in a Lifetime, and that's enough for anyone.
Thank you. door. Does she know what she's got him for? Oh, you have no idea. Has she eyes that are full of love? Do they show what she's thinking of? Oh, you have no idea. She's got that certain what it takes that folks can't explain. And say that certain what it takes would make young Lindbergh burn in flame. Rah, 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 all the students scream. Could she wreck any football team? Oh, you have no idea.
Billy Hayes and his orchestra in 1929. Do You Believe Me When I Say I Love You? Of course, Do You Believe is the so-called title, but they didn't want to, you know, they wanted to save words on that. Do You Believe? Well, do you? Well, I hope you do. Coon Sanders Orchestra, Oh, You Have No Idea, 1928. And I'll try not to give anyone too clear an idea of what goes on. Mike Markle's Society Orchestra, and I think the boys were both singing on there. That's Joe Sanders and Carlton A. Coon. Mike Markle's Society Orchestra, Scrappy Lambert on the vocal, Once in a Lifetime, 1928. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I believe I'm about as happy and as well as I've been in a long time, and that's saying a lot. Yes, so we're very it's a good time. We go through stuff in life, and it's not always cheerful, and we've had some fun things this year to deal with. I mean not fun things to deal with. I'm being terribly sarcastic when I say they were fun, because they haven't been. But we all have to deal with stuff. But generally speaking, I have a wonderful life. And I hope yours is good, too. I hope it's, you know, going well. And we're seeing these occasionally. Arthur Fields on Bell in 1927. Blue Skies. Nice arrangement, too. He's not just a piano, but great orchestral background here for Arthur Fields.
I was blue, just as blue as I could be. Every day was a cloudy day for me. Then good luck came a-knocking at my door. Skies were gray, but they're not gray anymore. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Care if the wind blows east or west. I should fret if the worst looks like the best. I should mind if they say it can't be true. I should smile, that's exactly what I do. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Until I fall. butter, oof, oof, butter. I wanna be loved for you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved for you alone.
Until you see she's got a marvelous this, wonderful that. Wait until you see her. She's a little bit good, a little bit bad. First class company, and Liz, gonna get a ring. We'll see the parson in the spring. The bells will ting-a-ling-a-ling, cause every little thing is beautiful. Just a running wild. Ever since I fell in love with this gorgeous child, ooh. I heard a lot about happiness, ooh. But never knew till she said yes. I'll tell the world that I know now. Am I glad and how? Oh, you beautiful doll, you're beautiful, yes, beautiful. Oh, oh, you beautiful doll. About a tiny little toe, a turned up shiny little nose. To me she's mighty like a rose, and everybody knows that sweetest little fellow. Mighty hard to make, but doggone mighty good to take. The day that she belongs to me, I'm gonna try to be so dutiful. And what is more, she's got a marvelous sis and a wonderful man. Wait. Wait until you see. Little bit good, she's a little bit bad. First class company, I'm gonna get a ring. We'll see the parson in the spring. The bells will ding dong, cause every little thing is wonderful, marvelous, beautiful.
The National Cavaliers in 1928, and they were somewhat in competition with the Revelers, not quite in their league, but still very nice, beautiful. Oh yeah. Helen Kane, 1928, I Want to Be Loved by You. And that's got to be the definitive version of that. I would not compare that to any other version, in fact. And that Hanshaw did a nice job, but it's Helen's song. Arthur Fields with Blue Skies. Irving Berlin wrote that, of course, and Arthur Fields sang it. He was from where I lived around here for a long time, just down the street from where I am. As a child, he lived, yes, he was, that's why we both sound about the same. You know, in a dim light, I sound like Arthur Fields. This is Radiola. And I'm Andy Senior, and you should catch me in the shower. I sound just like Arthur Fields. Once you get over the initial shock, I do. We're going to continue with some jazz, some, you know, happy stuff, because we're feeling good, and this is celebratory. And so we're going to celebrate here with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, 1929, Jersey Joe.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, and no other singer but Louis, you can't mistake him. St. Louis Blues, 1929, JSP issue there, very nice sounding. Transfers by John R.T. Davies. I do what I can, but I know I'm not him. I'm not going to compete with John R.T. Davies because I'll get mail saying, you're, why don't you play John R.T. Davies? Yeah, he did the best one, so there it is. Before that, Johnny Miller's New Orleans Frolickers, Dippermouth Blues from 1928, Sharky Bonanno CD on Timeless, beginning with Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, Jersey Joe. How nice is that? 1929, also on JSP. This is Radiola, and we do a lot of we do play a lot of 78s on this show. Only because we have a lot of 78s and we got to do something with them. We're not gonna use them as coasters. We gotta play them on the air, and or on the internet. You know, there are a couple of stations carrying this somewhere up in the northern reaches of the continent, and I appreciate that. I should do a show for Canadian content too. That would be mystifying to most people, but I'd be happy to do it. And Radiola does continue now, and we're going to get very sentimental here because we're feeling very sentimental. And I think this expresses it. April Kisses. Frederick Fradkin and his Fiddlers in 1928. And, oh, yeah. Well, this is just sweet stuff. Just so sweet. A little love, a little kiss. Thank you.
now that we're alone, my dear, with no one to interfere, I have something to say to you. I will tell you to be sure, but before I do, be sure that whatever I say is true. I'm one little bird that is funny that way. I mean every word that I'm going to say. I love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I love you so much, my eyes reveal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without you. I'm telling you I love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. Oh, I love you so much, you're my blue heaven. I love you so much, but you must be home by 11. I love you so much, though I've only started. You love to tease me, and it gets me hot and bothered. You got all that a sweetheart needs, and baby, you got the best. You could dress in a string of beads, and bless you, you'd still be good. Oh, I love you so much, I struck the right note. I love you so much, but you won't go on that night boat. What I think is most outrageous. Oh, I love you so much, I'd write for ages. I love you so much that my thoughts would burn the pages. You make love in a brand new way. You've got it, I believe. When you love me, I get that way. It's just too thrilling. Oh, I love you so much, I hate to tarry. I love you so much, but I'm much too young to marry.
Eddie Walters in 1930, a song that was in a Wheeler and Woolsey picture, in fact. I love you so much. I believe that was the, was it the Cuckoos? Might have been. I'm sure, I know one guy out there knows it, so I'll hear about it, but yes, I believe it was 1930, and that says it. What else can it? What else could I say? I've been 14 years. I've been very, very fortunate to have someone who has been means more to me than I do to me, and that's saying a lot. So that's my appreciation. And before that, Frederick Fradkin and his Fiddlers, A Little Love, A Little Kiss, 1928. There's also a great recording of that by Eddie Lang. And I was, since I had this, I thought I would use it, but I may use the other some other time. But that's always beautiful and lovely tune. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm so glad you were able to, you know, come by and spend a couple hours with me listening to this. And I'll get back to my usual cynicism next week, and you can bank on that. But this week, it's all hearts and flowers and all that good stuff, and we're feeling really good, and continued happiness ahead, I hope. So we're proceeding. And sometimes I just pinch myself, and sometimes I really need to pinch myself, or somebody else would do it. But I wonder sometimes. The Revelers in 1928, and seems very, very much unreal to me to be in such joy. Was it a dream?
Was it a dream that I met you? Was it a dream that I love you, sweetheart? I'm in a trance, a beautiful trance, since I fell in love with you, dear. I can't believe it happened at all. It seemed too good to be true.
Was it a dream?
Was it a dream?
We were alone, and you were in my arms last night. Was it a dream?
Was it a dream we made a vow beneath a pale moonlight?
You were mine. I never knew,
I never thought such bliss as this could fill me with a love divine. I'm afraid I wake and find it was only in my mind.
Was it a dream?
Or were you really mine on that night divine, dear? Vowing that you'd be mine, dear, I always will remember you.
Was it a dream?
Was it a dream? We were alone, and you were in my arms last night.
Was it a dream?
Was it a dream? Was it a dream we made a vow
beneath the pale moonlight?
Was it a dream?
I never knew,
I never thought such bliss as this could fill me with a love divine.
I'm afraid I wake and find it was only in my mind. Was it a dream,
or are you real?